Hello and welcome to my podcast, Learn French with Lara. I'm Lara and I want you to have fun learning French. Do you like to speak French like a native? Then you need to listen to these 50 French idioms to impress the locals with your fantastic French. Today's are idioms 6 to 10. Idiom number 6, avoir du pain sur la planche. Avoir du pain sur la planche. Now what does it mean? Pain is bread, planche is breadboard. It means to have bread on the breadboard. But what can that possibly mean? Well, let's have a look at the origin. Now, at the end of the 19th century, when we had enough reserve to face the future, we were preparing large quantities of bread and we kept it on a wooden board fixed to the ceiling. So basically, avoir du pain sur la planche meant at the time that you had enough reserve to face the future, you had enough bread to survive, basically. Little by little, the way we ate bread changed. We no longer had to keep it hanging from the ceiling, but we bought it fresh from the bakery. Now, when we prepare some bread, we prepare small balls on a plank and then we bake it. Avoir du pain sur la planche can also mean that we had a lot of balls of bread ready to be baked, a lot of work to do. In the 19th century, the prisoners were given bread, rations of pain, and they were given on a breadboard, la planche à pain. The longer the breadboard was, longer you spent in prison. Donc, avoir du pain sur la planche meant at the time that you were staying quite a long time in prison. Now, another hypothesis, pain can also be a pine, P-I-N. It refers to the carpenter working a pine plank. But what is the current definition of avoir du pain sur la planche? It means avoir beaucoup à faire, to have a lot to do. So let's see an example. Je ne sais pas par où commencer tant j'ai tant à faire. J'ai vraiment du pain sur la planche. Translation in English, I think it means to have a lot to do. Avoir la flemme. Avoir la flemme. Now, avoir la flemme is linked to the medical sector. What does it mean? Well, avoir is to have and la flemme is laziness. It basically means to have laziness. So what is the origin? Well, it dates back to the Middle Ages. At that time, doctors believed in the theory of humors, bodily fluids believed to influence the behavior of individuals. Among them was the phlegm, named after the ancient Greek phlegma, which meant mucus. It referred to the fluid produced by the mucous membranes of the nose, which is believed to originate from the brain and mark thoughtful, cold behavior, unlike a person with blood. By extension, if the individual had too much phlegm in their body, they were considered low-energy people. This term was then taken up in Italian under the name flemma. Before being franchised in the 18th century, to phlegm. Not that the word phlegm has the same origin. So what is the French definition? Grande paresse, envie de ne rien faire. Great laziness, want to do nothing. Grande paresse, envie de ne rien faire. Let's have a look at a French example. Aujourd'hui, je dois ranger ma chambre, mais je n'ai vraiment pas envie. J'ai la flemme. Today, I need to tidy my bedroom, but I don't feel like it. Aujourd'hui, je dois ranger ma chambre, mais je n'ai pas vraiment envie. J'ai la flemme. Je n'ai pas envie is really a synonym of j'ai la flemme. Translation in English, I can't be bothered. J'ai la flemme. Now, to illustrate this, on my blog, I have put a picture of Gaston Lagaffe, a Belgian cartoon, and il a la flemme. I also put a video of Gaston Lagaffe because this is my favorite cartoon character. Idiom number 8, en avoir marre. En avoir marre. Now, this is very popular. J'en ai marre. But what does it mean? Well, avoir is to have. Marre comes from laugh. En, well, this is one of these little words in French which replaces something. Basically, it's a fancy grammatical term. Now, it literally means to have it full of the laugh. Now, I have put an illustration in music. I have put the lovely French artist Alizé and her song J'en ai marre. Okay, so you can go and have a look on my website to see the song by Alizé. Now, what is the origin of that term? Well, it's got several interpretations. According to the definition of the term marre, it includes several possibilities. Firstly, it would come from the now obsolete verb marrer, taken in the sense of being bored. A second definition says it comes from marrir, which means in the 12th century to lose, then to get angry, and finally to grieve. For others, the term marre would come from the game la marelle. La marelle, which is in English hopscotch, is a child's game most often played in the playground of primary and elementary school. I'm sure you have played la marelle. To be able to play it, you need to have an orderly course drawn on the ground, progressing from earth to sky, terre, ciel. Some others think it comes from forms of tokens of all kinds, like the merelle, which was the token of the pledge and the gain, which gave expression in all French like having is marre to express the disgust. Other authors have attempted overseas research to claim that to laugh comes from the Spanish mareo, means seasickness and boredom. The French expression en avoir marre first existed in the form j'en ai marre at the end of the 19th century, to progress to become a few years later j'en ai marre, with the meaning of being annoyed, having enough. So en avoir marre, the definition in French is être lassé ou ne plus pouvoir supporter quelque chose ou quelqu'un, being bored or not being able to take something or someone. Être lassé, ne plus pouvoir supporter quelque chose ou quelqu'un. French example. Tu n'arrêtes pas de m'embêter. J'en ai vraiment marre de toi. You never stop annoying me. I'm fed up with you. Tu n'arrêtes pas de m'embêter. J'en ai vraiment marre de toi. Qu'est-ce que j'en ai marre de ce boulot? I'm so fed up with this job. Qu'est-ce que j'en ai marre de ce boulot? I'm so fed up with this job. J'arrête. J'en ai marre. I'm stopping. I'm fed up. En avoir marre, other French expression. Now, I like this one. J'en ai ma claque. J'en ai ma claque. It also means I'm fed up. La claque is the slap, by the way. In the 19th century, having a good time was to be satisfied. In this expression, the slap has a sense of measure, to have your part, to have your account, to have your dose. Exceeding the measure is reinforced by the intensity of the violent gesture or the blow that is generally associated with a clack. In Picardy, a slap designates a good measure of milk, and slap means abundance. Another popular French expression that could have the same meaning is en avoir ras-le-bol. J'en ai ras-le-bol. Literally, it means I have it up to my ball, ball being a face. J'en ai ras-le-bol. Translation in English, to be fed up. French idiom number 9, avoir une peur bleue. Avoir une peur bleue. Now, this idiom has an uncertain origin, but it could be linked somehow to Chinese medicine. So what does it mean? Well, avoir is to have. Une peur bleue is a blue fear. But why a blue fear? Let's have a look at the origin. Now, it's got several interpretations. A first definition comes from the popular belief that being scared turns your skin blue. This has probably a medical explanation that when one is subject to a very intense emotion such as fear, a high level of non-oxygenated hemoglobin is produced in the skin capillaries, also known as cyanose. In 1996 in England, a cholera epidemic decimated the population. People suffered heavily from diarrhea, which induced a cyanose state. The fear of cholera took the name of blue fear. When one is subject to fear, blood leaves your face and you look pale. Our complexion turns pale and cold, which is associated as well with the blue color. One last explanation could be that the French ancestors, the Gauls, would cover themselves in blue to frighten their enemies, the Romans. So it has several origins, which have never been verified. However, Chinese medicine could well bring us a valid explanation. In the five elements theory used in traditional Chinese medicine, every meridian regulates an emotion and a mental state which is associated to a color, a season, a taste, etc. The blue color is the color of the water element and is thus associated to the bladder and kidney meridians. And the kidney meridian is the one that regulates fear. Therefore, to have a blue fear makes sense. Avoir une peur bleue, French definition. Violente peur. Très grande frayeur. Émotion forte qui accompagne la prise de conscience d'un grand danger, d'une menace importante. L'expression « avoir une peur bleue » signifie le fait de craindre énormément quelque chose. Violent fear, very great fear, strong emotion that accompanies the awareness of a great danger, a significant threat. The expression to be scared to death means to fear something very much. Avoir une peur bleue, French example. Elle est rentrée précipitamment dans ma chambre. J'ai eu une peur bleue. She rushed into my room. I was scared to death. Elle est rentrée précipitamment dans ma chambre. J'ai eu une peur bleue. Ce film était vraiment effrayant. J'ai eu une peur bleue. This movie was really scary. I was scared to death. Ce film était vraiment effrayant. J'ai eu une peur bleue. J'ai une peur bleue des araignées. I'm terrified of spiders. J'ai une peur bleue des araignées. Other French expression. Avoir la peur au ventre. To have fear in your stomach. Avoir la peur au ventre. This also means being really, really scared. Now in English, we could translate avoir une peur bleue by to be scared to death. French idioms number 10, prendre la tête. Prendre la tête. Now, prendre la tête is a very popular French idiom which has an uncertain origin. This is one French idiom for the ones that think too hard. prendre la tête. So we have prendre, which means take. La tête, the hat. It literally means to take one's hat. You can also use se prendre la tête, which is a reflective verb. What is the origin? Well, I haven't found any information about the origin, so I'm sorry about that. French definition, se rendre la vie difficile, s'énerver, to make one's life hard, to get annoyed, se prendre la tête, French example in literature, ça me prend la tête de remplir des fiches. Qu'est-ce qu'ils croient ces pédales de prof que j'ai que ça à foutre? Le verbe croire se conjugue il croit à la troisième personne du pluriel du présent de l'indicatif, pas ils croivent. This is from the book Kiffé Saras. I've put other French examples on my blog and you can go and have a look. Synonyms, well, there are many verbs that could transfer the meaning of this idiom, such as mécontenté, agacé, contrarié, énervé, importuné, ennuyé, tanné, that all means to annoy, tourmenté, to torment, se quereller, s'affronter, être en conflit, to quarrel, occuper l'esprit, se donner du souci, se compliquer la vie, se donner du mal. All that has got the same really meaning. But there is one other French expression which I really like and I think it means the same. Chercher midi à 14 heures. It means to search from noon to 2 p.m. It really means to think hard and long about something. Chercher midi à 14 heures. Translation in English, se prendre la tête, to do my head in. The idea is that you think really hard about something or you try very hard and it's not easy, it gives you a headache. To do your head in is, I think, a good translation for this French idiom. Voilà, this was today's my 6 French idioms in English. I hope you like it, so I would like you to subscribe. Now, please have a look at the full article. It's got a lot more details. I'm a French teacher, so if you need any French class, I'm available. Don't hesitate to contact me. And I'll see you next time for more French idioms in English. Cheerio!